God damn, dude. Mayor,
yeah,
I'm glad you you support DaBaby, dude.
Yeah,
because again, wait. you prophesized the Black Civil War.
Yeah,
dude, you're right.
Let me hear this. You think Black anime is on DaBaby's side?
Yeah.
Who else is on DaBaby? T.I.
Well, because
pretty much all the real rappers.
Well, it's not about like this. It's about money. Like,
but then which side's Lil Uzi Vert on? Woke side. I think Lil Nas X. Lil Nas X might be leading the woke side.
He might be the general.
He's the king of the wokes. Yeah,
he might be.
Yeah, him and fucking Satan.
True that. It's gonna suck now as a Black guy to be like gay now by default.
Yeah,
you guys are all gay. Didn't you know this?
I've been telling people. They've been every Black man on TV. He's either been like on major networks. He's either been gay or just like castrated on TV.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? Like they haven't really been. There's no like you can you think of any straight aggressive Black man on television right now
just
from any show that
television?
You watch just any show on
Terry
television. Terry Crews is literally the softest Black man on TV.
Charlamagne Tha God just got a show.
Kind of a bitch.
Kind of soft. I don't know. He's making money now. He's not like doing the shit he was.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Nick Cannon.
Do you remember when Charlamagne Tha God?
Nick Cannon.
He sniffed J Lo's seat.
When she was like,
don't snitch. Were you trying to cancel him, dude?
No, that was fucking badass.
Did he do that on TV?
Yeah, on like his show, on his radio show. It's like on YouTube. Yeah,
dude. Yeah. Dude, that's a strong family, man.
Dude, he has some wild. Charlamagne's wild.
Yeah. Nick Cannon, Wild and Out is back.
True. Yeah. He's a strong Christian male.
Nick
Who
Cannon's
else?
On. I feel like all those people you're naming are on the side, on my side.
They are.
Yeah.
For
well,
sure.
You asked us to name
trying
hetero. To think. African American men.
But like, dude, okay. I think I got to rephrase the question.
I think Anthony Anderson's kind of.
No, they're hetero.
But they did. Yeah. They neutered. Blackish is fucking ridiculous.
Black people on TV are neutered. That's what Terry Crews.
Steve Harvey's
Steve Harvey's neutered. Still a bro.
Swag.
He's like sneaking it in there.
He's still a bro.
Yeah.
True. He is a bro. A lot of their old comics are real like. They attack Steve Harvey all the time.
They try.
A lot of ironic, like, well, I love Steve Harvey. It's like, bro, I genuinely love Steve Harvey.
Of course.
His radio show and he gives his inspirational speeches. Dude, I fucking love that. Yeah. People try to shit on him. Like, dude,
they got rid of all comics. They got rid of the strong white man. Tim Allen?
Dude.
Gone.
Snitch. He's a snitch.
Oh, true.
Tim Allen's a snitch, yeah.
Yeah.
He got out of jail. He snitched. He snitched on the plug.
Is that how he got out of jail?
Yeah, he got caught with a ton of fucking coke. Look up how much coke Tim Allen got caught with. He did like two years.
He did 2 years. And
he was
like,
Mr. 17.5.
Yeah, I was like, oh, he must really be good at open mic comedy for them to let him out of jail.
Who else? They got rid of Roseanne.
Roseanne,
another strong white man. She's just talking that shit.
They're trying to fucking behead Rogies in the world.
They're wishing they could.
Every time I
Rogies.
Check my news, it's like, why Joe Rogan can't blah, blah. Yeah. They're trying to get him, bro.
They can't get Rogies, dude.
They got rid of Ellen.
They got rid of Ellen. She was mean, though. Ellen's mean again.
I think she
again.
Was a nasty woke, dude.
She was a nasty woke?
I think she was a nasty little woke.
Yeah,
a nasty little woke?
Although she was chilling with George W. She might have ruled.
I think
that's when they started to turn on her.
True.
There's someone I know who writes for Ellen who's like he's a pub. And he was telling me there's like a secret Hollywood.
He's a pub?
He's a pub, Republican.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And he was telling me there's like a secret Hollywood. There's like a lot of people who work there that are like.
Of course.
Yeah, all of them. They get their taxes and like, I don't want to pay 60%. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a fun thing. Did you see. I think they're bringing it up now. They're trying to sue the pharmaceutical companies because Huntington, West Virginia, in the last, like, I think it was like 8 years, received 81 million pills.
What?
81 million.
What?
81 million.
Or, like written in scripts and sent out.
Like oxys.
Jesus
81 million.
Christ.
Yeah. Pretty funny.
Yeah.
Jesus.
81 million is the number. And it's like, holy shit. In the town.
What time span?
In that one city?
From in the heart of it. So from like 08 to 14.
I mean, you could crunch the numbers. You get like, what, like 30 of them a month? You're supposed to get?
Yeah.
It's
81 million?
81 million. Pretty funny. That's that
Jesus,
show that
man.
Heroin show on Netflix. This lady just went around in Huntington. And just everyone was ODing.
Oh, yeah.
Dudes are ODing at sheets.
Oh,
just dropping, dude. Ordering. Sheets. Just. Yeah, that was the one they would Narcan people, and they'd be like, oh, fuck.
In the beer cave?
Holy in, nah, there's a pretty beer cave, dude. Although it was in West Virginia, so there might have been a beer cave. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it was funny. It was like, you know that meme of Leonardo DiCaprio where he's like, oh, that's how I was. I was watching, I was like, oh, sheets. So that guy's dying of sheets. That's a true Vikings death, dude.
In front of the red box.
OD in it, sheets, and people were still buying Mountain Dews. Like, people were just in line, like...
Do you think they bury you with, like, what you ordered? Yeah, you get buried with, like, a chicken parm fucking hoagie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Toasted roll.
He couldn't make it before sheets of order.
He got one last sheet. Damn. And while you're ODing, he must have been like, oh, I just gotta get sheets.
Do you wish to continue?
I do. Actually, I don't even care anymore.
Everyone places like one chip on your casket.
OD in a sheet is the king's death.
Dude. Hell yeah, dude.
Yo, I've been scouring sheets. I've been looking for those banana bites.
Oh, dude, you gotta find them.
I'm on a fucking quest myself. Dude, I might be Gawain. I might be the Green Knight trying to find these banana bites, dude. And everyone keeps asking, like, where did you see them? I was like, rest stop in Connecticut. I've just been looking for them, dude.
I turned Shane out, dude.
Yeah.
I got them the banana bite. They're so good. Yeah. The dark chocolate and the peanut butter, eat them both.
Yeah.
Is it some guy turned me out, actually. He told me about it. I was like, I love these banana bites.
Some guy turned you out.
He's like, do you ever do dark chocolate and peanut butter together? And I was like.
Reese's Banana Cup.
Dude, the banana bites. They're just
What are they called? Are they called banana bites?
Banana bites, yeah.
I've been searching.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Black bikes,
a black bag, yellow logo.
Yep. You know, they have a bunch of different flavors now. Dark chocolate. They have ones that are chocolate and
I need to find them. Do you get them at Whole Foods?
I think they are there.
Where have you been finding them?
They're usually at Whole Foods. I usually
stumble upon them occasionally.
Yeah, they're just like wild raspberries. You just happen upon them, dude. But yeah.
Not wild wise. They might be at Quick Checks.
I've been trying to
CVS kind of.
I've been desperately searching for these things.
They're there.
I went to a CVS. They weren't there.
Whole Foods should have. Whole Foods usually has them. Whole Foods usually has banana baby.
Target has them? I went to a Target. They weren't there. I didn't go to Giant. It's funny, I did go to CVS and Target. Some Starbucks,
yeah, that's a good bet.
I've been to Starbucks lately.
This isn't your...
Really?
We'll go get some banana bait. Maybe you order them off of GoPuff. I'll try it. They're so fucking good, dude.
Did you guys ever watch Sexy Beast? Did you watch the new Sexy Beast?
What, the movie?
No, there's a new...
The movie's the shit.
No, I didn't even know there was a movie.
Sexy Beast?
No.
Who is that?
I forget, dude. It's a British guy or something.
Yeah. Is it Richard Gere?
No, it's not Richard Gere.
Is it?
He's a sexy beast.
Pierce Brosnan?
Look up who Sexy Beast is. I don't know. But dude. But yeah, it fucking rules. He gets in the. You never saw Sexy Beast? No.
It's funny we're just becoming Rogan. Just for gay stuff. Like, he's always like, Jamie, pull up an elk. Ours is like, yeah, who's that fucking hot guy? Where can we find chocolate bites? We're just fat gay Rogan.
Fuck, man. Where are we at time wise, by the way? Just so I have it.
Coming up on 45.
Oh, my God.
This thing's going slow.
It's like you're crawling.
This old fucking banana bites fucking slowing us down, dude.
They have them on GoPuff.
GoPuff has banana bites?
What flavors?
Dark chocolate.
Gotta get them here for the page.
Yeah.
Fire that up.
Fire them up, bro. I'll pay you out of petty cash.
Fire it up.
No, it's a dating show where they dress people up like animals and like they dress them up like furries or aliens and they make them like figure out if each other's hot to like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So what happens if it like, if you match with someone in like a costume level? Do they ever do the reveal where people are
at the end, they, like once they eliminate someone, they're like,
order the banana bites. We'll pay you.
Once they do the end of the date, once they're like, this person's eliminated, they reveal them.
Yes, please.
They reveal. They reveal.
Pardon me. We're ordering banana bites. Don't try to podcast.
So, you're saying they're in the costume?
Yeah, and they're on dates. It's like a wolf and a panda.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, and a statue and like a tiger, and they're all like on. It's like a next, not next, but like a eliminate. Yeah. Yeah.
That would suck if you like got into being like, wait, could you put that back on? That's awesome. I'm falling in love with this guy.
Yeah.
I really love those beaver teeth you had. Oh, yeah.
Dude. I watched Alone. You ever watch Alone?
No. What's that?
It's good. There's one season on Netflix. It's on the History Channel. But they just drop people off in the Arctic by Slave Lake in Canada. And I mean, I didn't name it. And yeah, they just see who can stay the longest. You get like 10 items. They just put you in the Arctic. Anyway, this guy I watched a guy kill a porcupine with a log.
What?
He just ran up on it and bashed it. The same guy killed a muskox. He stabbed a muskox.
Damn.
Dude, they used to...
He shot it with an arrow and then had to keep running up to it and stabbing it and running away. It's pretty dark, yeah.
Did you ever get how the Indians used to convince buffaloes to like move, like walk off of cliffs?
No.
Really?
Yeah, dude. And they used to do it in Europe as well. They the same thing back in like the 1500 BC. They would put on a buffalo head.
Oh, and run them off a cliff.
Well, they would like do like a silly buffalo dance, and the buffaloes would be like, it was funny as they talked about how they would kind of do the buffalo dance, and like some guy stunk at it, so they go out, and buffaloes are just like, nah. Yeah, you could get gored as well. Yeah. But they would.
Buffaloes
the guys,
are big, dude.
They're huge.
You ever see dudes get rocked by those?
No, I've never.
I think there's a video. I hope he's Asian. I believe it's an Asian tourist at Yellowstone.
Getting rocked
just by walking
a buffalo?
Up to a buffalo. Buffalo just sends him like there's a pine tree for like you can see how high he got because he gets sent like to the top of this tree. Look it up. Look it up. He seems Asian. Don't get me wrong. It could be white dork.
True.
But he did have an Asian's demeanor when it came to taking pictures. He just walked straight up to a buffalo like he got drunk. All right. So they used to dance in front of him.
They would dance. There's like one guy who was like the leader of the village, and he'd put on the gear, and you go, and they would just walk. You get them to just rush over you, and then eventually the guys, your whole squad would come behind them and chase them, and they just run straight off a cliff, and you had someone down there just butchering them up.
Yeah.
That's good eating, bro.
That is. That'd be tough butchering, though. They'd all be gnarled up, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of broken up. You just continue hacking. Some of them wouldn't die. They'd fall, and they'd just be like, fucking take them out real quick. You just let them fall into rocks.
That's surprising. The Native Americans are usually a little more honorable when it came to killing the Tatanka.
Nah, that's how they rocked, dude. It was
bullshit, dude.
They were picking out.
I don't like that. Became fat. They probably became lads.
Probably.
That tribe definitely just was like, all right, we're done.
Yeah, we're going south. Yeah, we're going south.
Chilling, dude.
Heard there's gold down there. That might be how they became lads, dude.
Yeah, we beat the lads. 1-0 in soccer.
Really?
U.S. men's team. Ooh. Meanwhile, the women lost to Canada.
Again.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Oh.
I was loving it, dude. They lost 1-0. They're eliminated.
Damn. That'd be nice for like a double shutout.
Maple Leafs fucking sent them packing, dude.
Did they really? They're done. They're out.
They're out, dude. Well, I think
see about that pay raise now.
Third place game. Meanwhile, the men's backups won the Gold Cup. Easy money.
What?
Yeah, bro.
They beat the lads.
The lads and the lads brought their A team. You know what? You want to know?
The backup
beat
the A team.
Our backups beat Mexico's number one team.
Let's go.
Yeah, it was
I hate
nice.
To be working in a restaurant right now. That's probably fired
I was
up
thinking that.
Pussy ass because now like the communists are into like soccer and shit.
Yeah,
so probably like, hey, I'm sorry, I'm trying to support you through your experience, but our team beat your
team. There's a guy at the Comedy Cellar whose favorite team is Mexico. Yeah. USA was playing Mexico and we were watching it, and he was like, I cheer for Mexico. And I was like, what? And he was like, dude, they're like poor, this is like all they have. I was like, you don't think there's poor Americans that like this?
Also,
with you?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. They go, I'm like, hey, sorry, man. It's like, not your fault. Your country's poor and stinks. I'm sorry we beat you in soccer. Like,
I saw some guys.
You want to talk? I'm here.
I saw some guys working construction.
Yeah.
I almost rolled down the window and be like, you fellas catch the game last night?
Really?
I thought about it.
Dude, it'd be fire up.
The lads would
get it. You'd have to have a hot chick on your screen. Like, just kidding, guys. Check out this hot chick on my phone. Check out this still of a hot chick.
This is how lame America is, though. Every time we play them, sometimes it's in New England. But they always either put it where the lads are going to pack the stadium.
Yeah.
In the United States. So, like, this one was in Vegas, packed.
Really?
Wall to wall.
What about in Texas?
They usually put it in Texas.
Kind of a fuck you, though. Be like, hey, remember you used to have this? It's ours now.
True. I do agree with that.
Oh, and we beat you in soccer.
Yeah, and we beat you in soccer. Our team, it was a backup. So
goal.
We had no idea what the sport was, dude.
Damn.
Guys were running around. They're like, what even is this?
Like, do we throw this?
Headed it in. Yeah.
How do we beat them with our backup guys?
You know, we're just the
U.S. best. Is good. We're going to have a good
team. Well, all they do is kick it high. The goalie is
true.
Like, no.
It is how he scored on a header. Yeah. And a giant black dude fucking headed it in. Yes, dude. Finally, the black guys are playing fucking soccer. This is what I've wanted this for so long.
That's all we need.
Every time, dude, I get so mad when the U.S. loses. You guys are lucky LeBron James doesn't play soccer. I get so mad, dude. I'm such a
pussy. We send out like Hollister models to go play soccer.
Our guys,
hot white guys.
Dork white guys.
stick, yeah, dude.
Bring out the bros, dude.
Bring out the fucking just kings, the dude.
NFL corners. You know how good they'd be at soccer?
Crazy.
It'd be ridiculous.
It should be mandated.
Richard Sherman should play soccer now.
He should.
They should do, if the NFL players don't get a vaccine, they have to play Olympic soccer.
He's so good, like, right away. Yeah, it fires me up, dude.
Yeah, man.
Although there is an argument to be made against it, because the best teams in the world are, like, Spain. Mm-hmm. And they're, like, short. The best players were, like, short, weird guys.
Isn't Ronaldo tall as fuck?
Ronaldo's tall.
And hot?
But Messi's not.
Yeah, he's a short guy?
Yeah, he's a short king.
Nice.
Whatever happened to Freddy Adu?
He flopped. Yeah, unfortunately.
He's gone.
Okay.
That was our hope. That was the first time like a black guy was playing American soccer. Yeah. We were all like, yo. Shout out Kobe Jones, though.
Yeah, the camera was just like,
he's 16 and black. This is exciting. This finally.
In exciting sports news, a young black kid is playing soccer.
We got some good bros, though. Our team.
Do we really?
Serginho Dest. You're going to like him.
I'm going to like that guy.
You're going to like Serginho.
I always see the African bros. They're playing. They all play, like, pick up soccer. And they'll meet.
True.
Near me. Yeah, there's some good boys playing soccer near me.
Do you want black guys to get good at soccer?
Yeah.
I did,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. I don't think Africans are black, though.
True. Now, this is the original Civil War, dude. Yeah,
true.
This is the original, dude. There's a lot.
True. I will say this, though. The Africans are going to join the baby side.
Oh, yeah,
when they
dude.
Find out the rules.
Oh, yeah, dude.
They're going to forget about pulling your pants up real quick.
We are fighting about what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah,
dude.
They're going to be pissed about anime, though. They're not going to like that.
They'll probably fight. They're not going
to like that. Have you seen their soap operas? That's what they like. They like African soap operas.
They all dress like their favorite soap opera star, dude.
You're absolutely right. They love like the worst shit on earth, dude.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You ever
God.
Seen Nollywood movies?
Bollywood?
Nollywood.
Nollywood.
Like Nigerian
oh,
Hollywood
shit.
Movies.
No.
Is that what I'm thinking? Like, with the, like, where are you going?
Yeah. He's just dodging bullets like the mask. Yeah.
Do they have, like, a version of Taken where, like, a whole school gets abducted?
Taken. Where Muslims scale the wall and behead a school. The Christians have to stop them.
I have your kid.
Which one? All of them.
No, there are 80 of them. Yeah. We want one.
He calls Michelle Obama.
True. Okay.
What are your demands? You need to convert. No. Yeah. I like it. So you think Africans are not black?
No.
Why? Why do you think?
Because I feel like black in the sense that's defined by the culture is uniquely American.
Yeah. You love the culture. The culture.
Love the
culture is getting dude. Split up, bro.
Yeah.
Culture is under fire right now.
Yeah. It's just growing pains and the thing of like people adapting it. Like, I don't know. Because there's a lot of like
elites. Go on.
Which is
these are the elites.
The elites, yeah. There's elite. There are elite blacks. Yeah, now. And they're like, and they're trying to, like, there's like, there's this.
You're talking about Don Lemon. Go on.
I don't know how to, they're just trying to like force people out of the hood. But there's people who are like, I'm good here. And they're like, no, you got to leave. But there's people like, this is where I want to be.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's
well,
this thing
a problem,
where, yeah, where like the elite blacks want to take all the blacks up. And there's some who are just like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. All
right. Well, here's the issue as I see it. I'm a black conservative. I'm a black conservative. For some reason, American black people, like a lot, there's a lot of people who tie their authenticity to like the poorest, they call the black community. It's poor black people.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a little microscope on that community after DaBaby sounded off. And then they're going to see, like, well, you know, this isn't that. Then you go, all right, well, homophobia aside, let's get into like lyrics about just like constantly murdering people and how does this, because no one's wanted to touch this with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah.
Besides,
wait, can we say, okay, homophobic, black, we're not homophobic, right? We like the gay people.
Damn,
we like.
Candace Owens is gonna be on DaBaby's side.
Yeah, she will, but she'll also be like the point. I think Candace Owens.
She might be a separatist movement.
She'll just basically say like they're rapping about murdering people anyway. Like,
yeah.
You think a guy who's talking about murdering people is going to be like, hey, dude, don't cross the line of transphobia.
Yeah. That's what they want. Yeah. That is what they
want. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And they've gotten that a little bit. Like, they've gotten it with, like, Jay-Z being like, I support Hillary Clinton, y'all.
Yeah.
Like, stuff like that. Yeah. Throw up the rock.
Throw up the fucking Democrat Party.
It's like when they throw the money above the culture. That's what happens.
Like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, be curious, dude. I think you're absolutely right. I think there's a civil war coming.
It's brewing. It's been bubbling. I mean,
Don Lemon, Trevor Noah versus like Waka Flocka Flame.
He's a vegan.
A lot, dude. Don't even get me started on Dr. Sebi and all the black thug vegan dudes.
Yeah.
I was just telling Noah on the way here, best smoothie places now, the black owned ones. Especially if they get into Dr. Sebi stuff, it's the hands down best smoothies.
Really?
Which you want to stay away from. And I, you know, this is just facts on the ground. Asian smoothie places.
Whoa.
Not the best. Not the best. I'm coming here on record.
What do they put in their smoothies?
Like fucking like syrup and shit. I don't know. It's just not like
MSG.
This is from my personally. I'm gonna speak my truth right now. It's from my personal experience. When I go into the place and I see like a black owned smoothie place, I'm like, yes, dude, it's Dr. Sebi.
Jackpot.
They're reading all the things like ginger does this, blah 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 blah. Blueberries cure AIDS, and I'm like, I knew it. Hell yeah. Going to the Asian smoothie place, like a smoothie king.
Mm.
Bro.
Smoothie king.
The tropical smoothie.
Yeah. That's a chain.
Yeah. But you'll even, it's from my experience, I always go,
you like it?
No. You go in there, it's just like fucking syrup. Oh. You see them making like a strawberry banana, just pounding the syrup in there, and I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
No syrup.
You want regulars. You want a good smoothie.
I'm trying to heal my body. I'm trying to cure AIDS, dude. Dr. Sebi, they alleged Dr. Sebi got killed because he was like, I have a dietary plan that can take people.
And it was blueberries.
It was his was a lot of his was a bunch of different stuff. His was a plant based diet and being an alkaline. Yeah.
See.
Mm.
Yeah.
But he got killed.
See.
Dr. Sebi got. I think they said he got killed.
Really?
Who killed him?
Dude, he went to court. Apparently, he had a court.
Oh yeah, and Nipsey.
Yeah, he was tied. He was doing a Dr. Sebi documentary. Yeah.
Who do you think killed him? The pharmaceutical companies.
Chinese smoothie makers. Same guys who make fentanyl make Chinese. No, I don't know. I don't know who got him.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dr. Sebi was apparently like crossing the border.
Nipsey was making a documentary about him.
About Sebi. So apparently he had his day in court because they were like, dude, you can't be making the claims you're making. He was like, I'll bring a bunch of people in. He had a bunch of people testify like, yeah, his meal plan helped with X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And then they killed him.
How'd they kill Sebi?
He was coming back from another country. And they just detained him, and then he died in jail.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, some of the cops that were at the riot thing in January 6th are, like, killing themselves.
Yeah, one of them did.
Three. Three have now.
Three of the cops killed themselves?
Yeah. Three
from
of the cops.
From PTSD or from the Clintons?
I don't know. Three people. It's like, bizarre. Three people who were there. Apparently, that event was so traumatic, dude. It's like, how much PTSD am I being exposed to at family parties, dude? If it's
probably
that,
for a cop. Like, if you're a cop there.
They're probably like, conflicted because they all probably wanted to storm the Capitol. Too. Four cops who were there.
Let's get that one for the thumb. Let's get that one.
Four cops who are at I mean, cops deal with, like, all kinds of wild, crazy shit. What is it about, like, dudes in, like,
hiked-up jeans? Wasn't there, like, a thing where a bunch of the cops testified and it ended up kind of, like, hurting the case to do an investigation?
Really?
Like, I think a bunch of cops testified and everyone, all the public, the people that were in favor of investigating this saw these testimonies and were like, nah, we're good. We don't need to investigate.
Yeah, well, most cops also aren't like bleeding heart liberals, so they probably were like, when they were getting stormed, they were probably like...
Definitely. They were like opening gates. they really were.
Opening gates, yeah.
Yeah,
people thought it was a conspiracy. They're like, why'd they open the gates? Like, because the guy's
love this shit.
He's a Punisher logo on his pistol. He loves this
shit. Go look at cops' Facebook profiles, dude. It's nothing but
it's all them in their squad car.
But yeah, dude. They their off duty cops cars are so fucking funny.
Oh, the vehicles
are so souped, dude. They're so, it's always like raised. Whenever you see like an aggressively raised up Jeep, you're like, what the fuck? It's just a cop.
It's like a Dodge car charger.
Coming back from like a 12-hour shift. Fucking. It must be crazy coming home as a cop and being like, I could have fucking done that. I could have got that guy. I could have done this better.
Yeah.
It's pretty nuts. It's a nuts fucking job, dude.
It is a nuts job.
Then you're one
now
day.
Everyone's like, now some fucking kid from Penn's like, fuck yeah.
I know,
it's
dude.
Like, dude, you have no idea dude, what I'm protecting you from.
It's crazy.
You have no idea.
It's crazy.
Oh, but man, yeah, I think the banana bites have arrived.
Dude, four
is that the banana bites?
Four of those guys killed themselves.
No, we'll
yeah, wrap up.
We'll wrap up, yeah.
Isn't that nuts that four of those guys fucking killed themselves?
Yeah, save it for the page.
True.
Let's delve into
it. True.
Lamar, I'm sure you have some theories on this.
Yeah. What are we looking at? I'm hype.
Excellent.
Or do you want to keep it rolling?
No, let's eat some banana. We need some carbs. We need banana bites. Carbohydrates.
I'll be in Rochester, New York this weekend. The 5th, 6th, and 7th of August. The 12th, 13th, and 14th, I'll be at Zany's in Nashville. 19th, 20th, and 21st of August, I'll be at the Stress Factory in New Jersey.
Hey.
That could be one. That's an easy one.
That'd be nice, yeah.
Yeah. Lemaire, you got anything to plug?
Yes, I have a podcast. It's called Panties in the Mouth. Please.
Don't you get sick of saying that?
No.
That name?
Never.
Oh, I hate
never.
It. That's
I love
with you, Andy, and Nate, right?
Yeah.
It's a good group. Yeah.
I love making hosts, people who introduce me say it. It's awesome.
Nate just came out to Pittsburgh. He did great.
Yeah, yeah. He was saying he was blessed.
Yeah, he got
Nate parties. Nate gets like fucked motherfucker. Up. Yeah.
Nate parties.
He's quiet.
Yeah, he does, and he keeps it cool. Like, you don't really know he's that fucked
That's
up.
That's because he's built like the Pennsylvania Groundhog for the lottery commercials. He looks like Gus the Groundhog.
Nate's shaking his goddamn motherfucking head right
Nate,
now. Dude.
No, I told Nate this weekend. He looked like Gus. There was a billboard. I was like, that's you, dude. Nate looks like Gus.
Damn, dude. I can't wait till all the races of straight men join. We have to just learn how to, we all know how to goof around, dude. Yeah. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be a trick. Is
Bro-alition, dude.
If black dudes are willing to, that's going to be a tough one to concede on us doing gay stuff. Because the white guys love gay stuff.
We might have to knock it off.
We can't knock it off.
Muslim do take gay stuff, too.
True.
Typically, yes.
A couple of us white boys get tossed off.
White boys love doing gay stuff.
Jamaicans, we'll get fucking like, Jamaicans will disappear
Jamaicans
us, dude.
Muslims get a hold of us playing grab dick.
We might have to stop.
We're not going to stop, dude. So Jackass, the new Jackass is coming out. You think we're going to stop?
Yeah, you're going to see nothing but white guys like jumping steps.
Dude, Woodstock 99 documentary came out.
True.
White guys are fired up.
True.
Jackass is coming out.
Oh, my God, dude.
It's about to be white.
That's our like, oh. That's our fucking sirens.
We don't have to face.
It's going to be awesome.
It's the end of the white boy summer.
It's white boy fall, dude. It's white boy autumn.
Yeah, exactly. White boy summer goes right into white boy fall. You come alive in the fall.
Very white autumnal season headed this way.
Oh, yeah.
Big sweater season.
Oh, my God.
We love leaves.
True.
Falling leaves. Although it is white girl fall every time.
Yeah, they kind of dominate the fall. White chicks dominate the fall, yeah.
Pumpkin spice. Yeah. I know that's hack, but it's true.
So good, too, though.
Pumpkin spice?
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah, pumpkin cookies. My aunt used to make some pumpkin cookies. I used to fucking house
them. They're so good.
House them, dude.
I thought pumpkin pie was it until I
encountered... Does it taste like pussy at all?
Pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin pie tastes like pumpkin pussy. I didn't know I had no pumpkin pie. Yes, it's the second time I've referenced that set.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, sweet potato pie gives it a run for its money, though. Sweet potato pie is very good.
Really?
Oh my God, bro. Sweet potato pie is like if pumpkin pie, if they came out with something better, like it is pumpkin pie, it's just better.
Really?
So fucking good, dude.
Sweet potato pie, is that an African American cuisine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I was holding it down on the pumpkin pie for, I was like, nobody makes pies better than my mommy's pumpkin pie. And I tasted sweet potato pie. I was like, oh my God. Oh my fucking God.
Everything
yeah.
they do. Sorry, mom. Everything they do is the best.
The sweet potato pie, I'll give.
Really?
I'll give it up.
I'm staying my ground. I'm the baby in Walmart right now. I'm the baby in Walmart, dude.
I tried.
It's pumpkin.
I was like, you don't understand. Pumpkin pie is so good. And I tasted sweet potato pie. And I was like, God damn it.
Damn it.
Shit. Fuck.
Is this true?
I'm a sweet potato pie man.
But what have you had both?
Yes.
What do you think about pumpkin pie?
Well, you know, it's not that it's not bad. It's just not as sweet.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not as sweet.
Yeah.
Does pussy taste like sweet potato pie?
You know it.
She has diabetes.
Oh.
That's a terrible walk off, but we're going to go ahead and end it there.
God damn it.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to our podcast.